Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. If John was here today, you might hear him cry out, "See the light of Jesus coming here to save us. That's the power of the King." In fact, John the Baptist cried out just like our children did during the children's program. You see, or in reality, you don't see. You don't see because you don't have a connection to God. We lost the connection. The circuit was broken by our sin. There is no life, no light, no spirit. In the darkness, we can't even see that we're broken. And yet, we are dead and broken, lying flat in a dark and ugly grave. We're covered with the dirt of our sin and despair that's destroyed the connection. When Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit, they destroyed the connection to the image of God. They destroyed the very thing that made them the pinnacle of God's creation. Because only mankind was made in the image of God. Only mankind was given a special relationship with their Creator. Only mankind was given the power of the King. Yet, only mankind is to blame for our lost connection. We lost our relationship because of our sinful condition. God cannot be in a relationship with the sinful and unholy. He is the Almighty, perfect, sacred, and holy God. He is set apart from the common and unclean. But in our dead and broken state, we are unable to restore ourselves. The Israelites of John the Baptist's days shared a common brokenness with us. They were shadowed and in the dark. They had also lost the connection. We needed someone to come and plug us in again. We needed a Savior, someone who could restore the connection, someone who could bring us back from death to life. To the Israelites, John came as a witness to bear witness about the light. John proclaimed about the light. He proclaimed at the first advent of our Lord. And now we, in the place of John, proclaim the anticipation of the second advent, saying, "See the light of Jesus coming to redeem us." God's light shines in the darkness. We see his coming from afar. In our state of death and despair, faith and hope shine into our hearts through the Holy Spirit and bring us back to life. God's light restores our connection to him. That's the power of the King. Only the Son of God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, has the power to bring death back to life. He has brought you back to life by baptism. He has strengthened that connection through his word and sacraments. Only he has the power to break through the darkness and bring love to save us. That's the power. That's the power of the King. In our world of death and darkness, we needed someone to come and plug us in again. So God made a way and sent John to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." The way of the Lord brings Christ to us. And when Christ comes into our world, night turns to day. The King has come, and broken through the darkness and despair of our sin. He has brought us back to life and plugged us into the power of the King through word and sacrament. You are a new creation. Your connection to God is fixed. Your sins are forgiven. You are the image of God. God's light, God's life, God's Spirit shines in you and through you. That's the power of the King. Amen. Now, may the God of peace equip you with everything good, that you may do His will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.